When it comes to rugby legends, not many bigger than this bloke.
Our next guest grew up on the mean streets of Manly. Don't kid yourself, it's rough out there. But instead of getting into one of those tough silver spoon gangs, he decided to concentrate on a footy career.
Genius!
And it worked out pretty good.
Look at the tenacity of Michael Hooper, that is invaluable.
Playing over 150 games in Super Rugby and over 100 test caps for the Wallabies.
Michael Hooper, bang, that is great technique.
Where he's steered the ship since 2015 as captain. He's got more John Eales medals than John Eales.
Just old-fashioned
perfect tackle. Wallabies captain and dead set legend, Michael Hooper.
Yeah, Hoops, great to have you on the show, mate. How are you today?
I'm going well. It's nice and sunny up here in Queensland, so, mate, things are good.
Fantastic. We're going to talk about the French Test Match series as well as the Bledisloe Cup, but I do want to start the ball rolling with this slow coach situation. I think especially in lockdown, how wonderful for someone of your ability to be able to coach just someone's little Johnny. Can you explain to us how it all works?
Yeah, it's terrific. Hey, so I guess how it works is slow coach is the platform. There's a range of coaches on. Typical at the moment that we've had the Olympics just start last night, and there's a few Olympians actually on there as well. But your little Johnny at home, like you said, can go on to slow coach, pick out a coach in their desired sport, and get a one-on-one feedback from this coach. In a pretty quick succession and then have a dialogue with this coach and a level of, I guess, where to go next. And, slow coach is all about being your best, and that's what their motto is and what they put out there to I guess, young players and young athletes growing up, and also on the coaching side of it too. So it's a really fantastic platform that's just been going strength to strength for the last year now.
Hoops, let me ask you, it's Wendell Saylor here, mate. I want to ask you, have you had any lessons via this app?
Yeah, I have actually.
Really?
I'm a bit of a surf tragic. terrible surfer, but there's a great surfer on there. Actually a French surfer named Jeremy Flores. So I got a few waves in lockdown last year.
Wow.
Had a mate film them and then sent it across to him, mate. And I was like, I went back to being a kid.
Yes.
I went back to being the student and really nervous of what this guy would review my clips as. And no, it's pretty funny. It was good, and he got back to me, and it was cool.
Hey, good stuff. Mate, I just want to say congratulations too, mate. Mate, you and the French, you went toe-to-toe for those couple
great
of games.
Series,
mate, great series. But even, like, when Corabetti got sent off there, oh, he's going, mate.
That was a joke.
I know, and Hoops was a real good captain because he stood his ground. He's going, mate.
How does Hoops not go, are you serious,
I know,
mate? How do you hold yourself back and not say something to the ref then?
Well, mate, I've made that mistake plenty of times.
Yeah. So,
I think it's just through trial and error, hey, and actually putting that stuff into practice away from the being on the field. So, we talk about a situation like that occurring. Do you think it's going to happen 4 minutes in? No.
Yeah.
But we've talked about those situations and, you think about what if this happens. So we had a bit of a plan and then we can start that ball rolling too.
Mate, what made me proud, but like, I understand like it's been a tough couple of years for the Wallabies, and mate, I don't believe you can just follow a team through the good times. It's got to be through the bad times. But that Suncorp crowd, they got behind you guys, but the whole series, it was building. So I think you guys are at a good place now, but also I saw the confidence it built within the squad.
Yeah, I mean, we love playing at Suncorp, hey. I mean, the fans get behind us every time we play up there. We haven't dropped a game there in a long time. I don't want to put the mocker on it, so touch wood, but it's a real strong place for us to play, and we're proud when we run out on that park for sure. And yeah, I mean, the test series was a real challenge, hey. I mean, three games in however many days, and with 3 points or 2 points, I don't know how many points in the end separated the two teams.
Yeah.
And it was a great series for a fan to watch. And you play a game on that Tuesday night and then it goes to a decider and you only had to wait 3 or 4 days to see the results. So it was pretty good for a fan's point of view. It took a bit of a beating on the body. But hey, we had a little bit of a break now, so we're good.
Hoops, it's Jude. I just wanted, obviously, we've got great admiration for the way you go about things. You're just so humble, but you lead by example. You're a three-time John Eales medalist. But I wanted to ask you about how you've shaped and developed your leadership over the time as captain of the Wallabies.
I could talk on this for a long time because it's been a road. Hey, I think I was completely out of my depth pretty much until probably still going right now. Hey, like, I think it's a constant path of growth and learning new things. I started captaining, Opens team or, men's team when I was 22 and completely out of my depth. And, you know, managing people is something I was trying to manage myself at that time. So I think as you grow up, you learn to, you know, see what your values are, learn what your values are, and they change over time, hey, and, you know, you grow as a person. But, you know, it's, I think to lead, it's important to understand yourself first and foremost. And if you understand yourself, then you know where you're good, you know where you're bad. And that's where other people can pick up the stuff, work in a unit to get that done. So knowing your strengths and weaknesses is critical.
Oh, but I think that's why we also admire you. You've just kept it so real across the time. You know, people would see Hoops, you know, skateboarding down the course so near Manly and that sort of stuff, and keeping it really, really chilled out. So, no, sensational work, mate.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, the skateboarding's not going anywhere. It's taking a bit of a toll on the Achilles. So it's probably the strength and conditioners are telling me to stop. But, mate, I want to get old, eh? And I refuse to say old because then I'll start believing it. So I'm trying to keep myself young.
Good on your Hoops. Now, going back to St. Pius, is that right? Was that where you went to school?
Yeah, St. Pius in Chatswood then.
Yeah, so one of my best mates, I was actually his best man, Grant Andrews, was with you there, and he's now a teacher at Cranbrook. And what he remembered about you is that you were picked up relatively early as someone that could end up playing for the Wallabies. Did you feel that pressure from other people, or did you always just play it for the fun and then everything just sort of worked out through, you know, just your hard work and skill set?
Yeah, I'd say everything worked out in terms of, you know, what my parents always said is they were just supportive of whatever. They didn't worry that from their side of things where it went. And my mum always said, if you're not enjoying it, don't do it. Mm-hmm. So I've just been loving it, you know, ever since. I guess the key moment, and, you know, everyone's different, but I still didn't think that was going to ever be the case until you actually get in the circle and you start playing well in that environment is then when confidence builds. Mm. You know, I don't think that, you know, when I was at school, I was going, no, I'm going to be a Wallaby. It wasn't until I, you know, had the opportunity to be in the jersey and then start playing well that you feel like you belong. And sometimes, you know, just through luck, you get that opportunity a bit sooner than others maybe. And, you know, luck's only luck if you take the opportunity. So, you know, everyone's got their own story. And, you know, that's a little bit of mine, I guess.
I hope so. I've been lucky enough to play, come through a really good, I suppose, culture of the Wallabies. You know, I was lucky enough with George Gregan there, Stephen Larkham. And I think the player that I admired the most, and they keep saying to me, who's the best Wallaby player that you played with, was George Smith. Mm. Mate, what you guys put your body through, there was him and Phil Waugh. They used to go toe-to-toe like at Kent Wallaby at Coffs Harbour. But, like, for you, who were the players?
What were you doing when they were doing that?
Mate, we had to run into him, mate. Eddie Jones, it was full contact, mate. So you had two teams. So me and Lottie used to have to defend against each other, and then you'd have Joe Rolfe and all these guys. But, mate, it was like, it's full on. And you ask Hoops, mate, for you, who was a player that you looked up to coming through? Because I know the All Blacks had some great players like Josh Cronfeld and all these guys, you know, Richie McCaw. For you, who did you look up to?
Now, you mentioned George Smith. So I obviously loved, I went down to Canberra after I finished school to the Brumbies. So, you know, I that was a hard decision for me because, I, you know, Tars is where my heart's at. But for the Brums, they played such a great brand of rugby. And, you know, two of my favourite players there in Bernie Larkham and Griggs were there. Yeah. So they played such a great, you know, brand of rugby that seemed like a good place to go. And then on top of that, George Smith was still there. So I was in, it was one of the major selling points of going down to Brumbies at the time was there's George Smith and then there was myself and another seven named Colby Finger. And you can learn straight off the best. And he was the best in my eyes. I think what was so great about George is he had an impact on attack and defence. And that was something that I see as, you know, a number seven being really critical to their game, not just being lopsided on one side of the ball. But in terms of, yeah, Dell, I mean, I know that you would... It's probably still the same, but you play two games a week, right? You play on Saturday and then there's Test Match Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's about trying to get the contact as minimum. When you, I know I'm going to say, I don't want to use this word, but the older you get, trying to get less and less on the Tuesday so that, you know, you can play on Saturday.
Yeah, 100%.
And what about the Bledisloe? I mean, there's the opportunity to potentially be a bubble in New Zealand or, you know, play that game in Perth as well. So what do you want? What do you want from that aspect?
Oh, God, I'd love to go get back to Perth, hey. So, I mean, that was such a great test match there a couple of years ago. The ticket sales are massive. Perth had a real resurgence in rugby. You know, it's been great with the Force being back in the fold in the last couple of years. So, yeah, it'd be fantastic to get to Perth, but we just need to get the Bledisloe done.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the turn that everything's taken in the last 2 weeks, you know, so much of it's out of our control. We'll, control whatever we can. If we just need to get the three games done, then so be it. And whatever that looks like, we'll make the right preparations for it. But no, mate, it's going to be good. You know, that's as you remember, the time of the year that you you know, everyone perks up, and you know, us players. It's been a while since we've had it back here in Oz, so super exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And after the French series and early tomorrow morning, we're going to watch South Africa and the Lions. Rugby really feels like it's on the up and up. And Hoops, thank you so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legend, your first trip chatting to us. So I hope you've enjoyed it, mate. And just all the very best for the rest of the season. You know we're right behind you, brother.
No, really appreciate your time, guys, and having us on the show. You know, maybe the silver spoon comment's a little bit off pace. But no.
Well, mate, I'm from Pimble, so, you know, I went to Knox, so, you know,
the rough streets
hardly the rough streets for me either. There's Michael Hooper there, the Wallabies captain. What an absolute champion.